Today's Sunday. Tomorrow, Lord willing, if that day comes, it's going to be Monday. And after Monday, we're going to have a few more days, and after a few more days, we will be back to Sunday. We live by, we abide by a seven-day week. In the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, we read about 6 days. And during the six-day process, we find that God was involved with various aspects of creation. After those 6 days, we read about one more day, day 7. And when we look at that seventh day, back in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, as well as Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, we find a distinction between the 6 days and the next day, and then that week was finished. In Genesis 2, verse 1, the text says, "And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them." After 6 days, God had finished, he had completed his creative work. But after those 6 days were finished, then we have these words in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And he says, "On the seventh day, God finished his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God had made." The Bible begins to talk about, in the first two chapters, a seven-day week. We live by a seven-day week. And that's interesting in and of itself. As we think about the week that we have, though, 7 days. How things started out, 7 days. The Bible pays attention to 2 days. In the Old Testament, we have attention being focused on the seventh day, the so-called day of rest. Now, a lot of people talk about the Sabbath, but you actually, do you know, don't find the word Sabbath in the book of Genesis. You don't find the word Sabbath until you turn over to the book of Exodus. And tonight we're going to be reading from Exodus chapter 16 in a little bit. We'll start with probably Exodus chapter 16, verse 23. Now, there's some religious groups which claim that the Sabbath was given at creation. The Bible does not teach that. The Bible does not make that statement. God certainly did lay the foundation for a Sabbath day in creation, Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. But it is not until Exodus 16, verse 23, that we find the word Sabbath in the Bible. This evening, because of where we are in our study of Exodus, we want to do a general study of the Sabbath day. When you look at the word Sabbath, the origin of that word is uncertain. The people who research Hebrew words have suggested that the root of the word Sabbath means to stop, to cease, or maybe it means to keep. Certainly, as we look at the Sabbath day, it described the seventh day of the week. But as you look at the word Sabbath, there were also some other uses of it. For example, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verses 1 through 7, there you read about a Sabbath year. And when that Sabbath year came, the land was to lie at rest. The land was not to be farmed. But generally speaking, when we find that word Sabbath, it is associated with the seventh day, the Sabbath day, and that is the day that we know as Saturday. In the New Testament, when we think about it, you do have some references to the Sabbath day, because that was the covenant that Jesus was born under. But also when you look at the days in the New Testament, you have a reference in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, to another day. Unlike the seventh day of the week, in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, the Bible talks about the first day of the week. And that's important. As we mentioned earlier, we all know, we all recognize that we abide by, we live by a seven-day week. One of those 7 days is the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16, 2. Another one of those weeks during the week is the seventh day of the week. Well, if the seventh day, the last day of the week, is Saturday, and there's only 7 days in the week, then the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, must be Sunday, which is today. When we speak about the Sabbath day, though, we are referring to the day that many would now refer to as Saturday. For us, and certainly for many people in our country and culture, Saturday is a pretty significant day. Monday through Friday, a lot of people have the same routine. Maybe they're working in the house, maybe they're working outside the house, maybe they're going to school, and they're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Each of those days is pretty much the same. But then Saturday comes. And for many, Saturday is that special day. For some, they look at Saturday and think, that is the day that I'm going to sleep in. I've worked hard, I've studied hard, I've been busy for the last 5 days, and now I get to sleep in. Others, as they look at Saturday, maybe they have young children. And they think that Saturday is going to be the day that we're going to be out with the kids. Our kids are involved with various school activities, and they're going to be taking trips, or we want to have a special family activity, and that's planned for Saturday. Depending on what your household was like as you were growing up, or maybe depending on what your household is like now, Saturday morning may be the time for Saturday morning cartoons. As I was growing up, that's what Saturday morning was used for, cartoons. Other families, they will look at Saturday and say, that's going to be a day for travel. Saturday is going to be a day for me to work around the house. Others would say, Saturday night, we can't wait for Saturday night because we have some special activities, or we're going to stay up late on Saturday night. For the Jews, Saturday, the Sabbath, was also a very special day. In fact, it was so special that when we look at the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath day, the seventh day, it was part of the Ten Commandments. In just a little bit, I'm going to be reading from Exodus chapter 20, one of the places where we have the Ten Commandments listed. But before we get there, as I said, I want to read from Exodus 16. In Exodus 16, we not only have the word Sabbath being first used in Exodus 16, verse 23, but in this same chapter, the word Sabbath also occurs a few times after that 23rd verse. But that's where we'll begin. Exodus 16, verse 23. And he said unto them, this is that which Jehovah has spoken. Tomorrow is a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath unto Jehovah. First time the word Sabbath is used in the Bible is right there. And then shortly after, he makes that statement, same chapter, verse 25. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Jehovah. Today ye shall not find it in the field. The reason for that was you're not going to go out and find any food. That would be working. And work is contrary to God's Old Testament Sabbath law. Verse 26 would be the next time we find the word Sabbath. 6 days, the text says, ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, God says, that's the Sabbath day. And on that day, there shall be none. And then as you look at verse 29, same chapter, once again, the Sabbath. See, for that Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath. And then it talks about the sixth day as well. So you have multiple references. After God first introduces the Sabbath in Exodus 16, verse 23, more references are made to this word. Now, moving past Exodus 17, Exodus 18, and Exodus 19, we have Exodus 20. And in Exodus 20, of course, we have the first list of the Ten Commandments. When the Sabbath was given, and as God talks about the Sabbath in Exodus chapter 20, you find here a good bit of attention given or devoted to the Sabbath. Let's start with verse 8 and read down through verse 10. Remember the Sabbath day. That's pretty plain, pretty straightforward. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Then God said, 6 days shall thou labor or work, and do all thy work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Jehovah thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For the Jews, the Sabbath day was a really important day. That seventh day was a major part of the Jewish faith. Later, if we were to skip over some chapters and find Exodus chapter 31, in Exodus 31 verse 14, the Bible says, if you, speaking to the Jews, not people today, if you desecrate the Sabbath day, God said, death is merited. And then a few chapters later, in Exodus chapter 35 verse 2, God said that if people worked on the Sabbath day, that merited the death penalty. So this was a special day. This was a day that had special restrictions associated with it. And at various times, it was so important that in our time, people will sometimes talk to us about the Sabbath day. I've had, and perhaps you've had this happen to you as well, someone will say, we need to keep the Sabbath, or I keep the Sabbath, or the Sabbath was yesterday. I found it interesting over the years that as people make that kind of statement, oh, the Sabbath day is coming up, and I plan to wash my windows. I plan to go out and cut my grass on the Sabbath day. I just shake my head. What are you thinking? You know, you think that's a day of rest? Do you think that God was kidding when he gave that law to the Jews? He said, thou shalt not work. So if the Sabbath were still in effect, and it's not, we have a New Testament, we have a new covenant, that activity would merit the death penalty. They were not able to go out and rake leaves on the Sabbath day. God said, even the collection of the bread, it's not going to happen. I'm letting you have some advanced bread on the day six, so you're not going to have to go out and break the Sabbath day on day seven. The Sabbath was given to the Jews for some very specific reasons, and it was a really important part of the Jewish life. For the balance of tonight's material, I want to discuss why it was important and some of the lessons that we can draw from it. Now, we've already read Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 10. But if you have kept your finger in that passage, let's look at the verse which we didn't read, that next one. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. God said, for in 6 days Jehovah made the heavens and the earth. Well, we've already seen that from Genesis chapter 1. 6 days were used to make the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And then he says, and rested the seventh day, wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The Sabbath was partly given to remind man that he was created. Think about that. Exodus 20, verse 11. The Sabbath was partly given to remind man that the world did not evolve somehow. There is a God who created all things. And when the seventh day came along, it was a day which was to remind the people, you have a God. There is someone who is greater than man. And this God created all things in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day. And when that seventh day comes, you remember your creator. You remember that you're not here by chance. You remember that you're not here haphazardly. There was someone who put you on this planet for a specific reason. Outside of an assembly, we probably don't hear someone use the expression first day of the week too often. But based on what I see, in Exodus 20, verse 11, I like those words. I like to hear someone refer to the first day of the week. And the reason for that is found in Exodus 20, verse 11. When somebody refers to the first day of the week, just as the Jews were reminded by the seventh day of the week, there was a creation. The first day of the week should remind us that there's a God. And it is the God who created all things, the heavens, the earth, and certainly mankind. The weekly rhythm that we have. And our week may vary a little bit. Sometimes people work 6 days a week. Sometimes, unfortunately, people work 7 days a week. Or maybe it's 5 days a week. But whatever that weekly rhythm is, that should remind us that that didn't come through tradition. That wasn't trial and error. This didn't come through time and chance. This came because there is a God who set things up in this very way. A second reason for the Old Testament Sabbath is found in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 5. I'm not going to read that. But if you were to head over to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and start reading with verse 12 and read down through verse 15, you would find that in those verses, God reminded his people that he had freed them from Egyptian bondage. Now that had happened several years before. But God said, I have given you the Sabbath in part to remind you of who you are. God said, I gave you the Sabbath to remind you about what happened in the wilderness. You remember when you were out there collecting bread, you couldn't collect bread on the seventh day? I gave you that day to remind you about what occurred during that time. I gave you that day to help you remember, as we looked at last Sunday night, I gave you meat that was like dust. It was so numerous, the meat was. The birds were. If we reflect on what Saturday was for the Jews, we can begin, I think, to pull out some specific application for us. Sunday should remind us of who we are. Just as that seventh day was designed to remind the Jews of who they were, the people of God, every single Sunday that comes should remind us who we are. Every day, hopefully, will remind us that we're Christian. But certainly, every time Sunday comes, we have, as the Jews had, a built-in spiritual reminder about our spiritual identity. It should remind us that there was a time when we were lost. But when Sunday comes, that day reminds us that we've been found. There was a time when we were alienated from God. But just as the Jews were reminded by that seventh day that they had been brought back to God, so every single Sunday that comes, regardless of time of year, it reminds us that we have also had peace made between us and the Father. I'll tell you, in all honesty, as a young person growing up, I can remember back in the teenage years, Sunday was the least favorite day of the week for me. They might say, well, why'd you turn out to be a preacher? Well, that's probably a story in and of itself. But I can remember multiple years when Sunday was the least favorite day of the week for me. I dreaded to see Sunday come. I lived during a time when most stores were closed. Might get gas, but that was about it. I lived in a time where when Sunday came, a lot of people wanted to take naps. I lived during a time where I had no real interest in God during that time in my life. To me, week after week, Sunday was often the worst day of the week. I can remember during those years that my will, my desire, was for Sunday to be just like another Saturday. Everything was open, and that could be my day. The weekend comes. And now, because of some changes in society, a lot of people have what I thought I wanted way back when. That is, they get 2 free days, assuming that they don't have any work or school obligations. It's a mini vacation time. But as we start looking at the Old Testament Sabbath for the Jews, and we see the counterpart to that, the first day of the week for us, Sunday is designed to remind us who we are. Sunday is the Lord's Day, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. And it is that day on which Christians are supposed to honor their Lord, just as that Old Testament Sabbath reminded the Jews who they were. The reminder for the Jews was so important that God even associated it with animals. I don't know if you caught it, but when I was reading through Exodus chapter 20, in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10, did you notice the word cattle? It's there. God talks about different people, but in the midst of the discussion, when it comes to people, he also mentions cattle. When the Sabbath day came, week after week, Saturday after Saturday, seventh day after seventh day, God said, I want your cattle. I want these animals to also rest. If you look through the book of Exodus, you find another passage. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, there the text says that plowing and harvest times, people would have been using things like, or animals like oxen during that time, or maybe cattle, depending on what they were doing. You find there that God said they also need to be involved with rest. Another reason the Sabbath day and the first day of the week are important for us is because they both are involved with rest. I'm going to turn to another passage tonight. It's a verse that I've never used in a sermon. But if we're going to talk about the Sabbath, this is an important passage. It comes from one of the prophets, the prophet Isaiah. It's in Isaiah chapter 58. We'll look at verse 13 as well as verse 14. Now, initially, as you look at that, there is a little bit to unpack in Isaiah 58, verse 13. There are a couple of different thoughts. But as you look at it, I think you can at least get the general gist of it. As you're turning back there, let me remind you that God knew. He was aware of the fact that there would be some people who would not be that appreciative of the Sabbath. God set that day up for all the reasons that we've looked at, and he knew that there would be some people who would not be too fond of that. He knew that there would be some people who on this day they would want to pursue their own interests. They would not be so spiritually minded. Being offered a day of rest would be something that there wouldn't be what some people wanted. And yet God, as he thinks about that, as he works through Isaiah to talk to some people about that, here's what he says. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, that's a way of saying people didn't want it. There were some people who said, let's not do that. God said, from doing the pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. That was what God said you needed to do. And the holy of Jehovah honorable, and shall honor it, not doing thine own ways, not finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Here God's prophet said, look, I know there are some who, as they look at this day, they want to use it for their own desires, their own pleasures, and that was not God's will. The Sabbath day, though, as God looked at it, was to be a day, it was to be a time when God's people got rest and joy from this day. Isaiah said to God's people, don't see the day as a day of drudgery. Don't see it as a day to pursue your own interest. Use the day in the right way. And if you do that, that next verse, Isaiah 58, verse 14, describes what was God's will for his people. He said, you use the day in the right way. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Jehovah, and I will make thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. Isaiah tried to explain to the people how that Old Testament Sabbath day should have been viewed and how that Old Testament Sabbath day should have been used. Now, many years later, we have a day, the first day of the week instead of the seventh day of the week, which is an even greater day. The first day of the week has been specifically designed for us. If there was supposed to be joy on the Sabbath day, Isaiah 58, verse 13, what about joy in the Lord's day? The first day of the week, Revelation 1, verse 10, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. Some, me, maybe some others here tonight, have been allowed by God to use the first day of the week in two very different ways. Some of us have been allowed to use that first day of the week as a second Saturday. We've been able to join those two days together, maybe use them for cartoons, maybe use Sunday for a work day, a rest day, whatever that might be. And I can understand that. I've been down that road. Study hard, work hard, play hard. Having those 2 days together, feeling like those 2 days belong to us, that can be, in some ways, a nice way to live. But God's prophet long ago warned that there is a better way to live and there is a right way to live. And that better way, that right way, is that there is a precious day which comes every week, every 7 days. And the Bible says that precious day is Sunday. Just as that seventh day of the week reminded the Jews who they were, where they were headed, who their God was, how they'd been protected and helped, so every first day of the week should remind us of those same things. Who we are, where we're headed, what life is all about. Unlike the Jews, thankfully, there are no work restrictions on the first day of the week. If we want to go out and wash our windows on Sunday, the Bible allows that. If we want to go out and shovel snow, rake leaves, whatever it might be, paint the house, if we can work those things in, that's perfectly fine. No problem with that from a biblical perspective. But on that first day of the week, we also have some spiritual responsibilities, one of which is honoring God. If the Jews had to be faithful to their day, what about us? What about the Lord's day? Arguing from the lesser to the greater shows us that the first day of the week is a day on which God does require us to be thankful. We should be so thankful that we live under a New Testament. We should be so grateful that we have a new law and even a new day, the Lord's day. It is a special, special day every single day. And I hope that as Sunday comes and as Sunday goes, that it is a day that you look forward to. It is a day that reminds you who you are. It's not just, oh, Sunday's here again. Let's go to worship. Wonder how long it's going to take to get through that. No. If you have that idea of Sunday, go back and think about what the Jews had, how much better it is for us. It is a precious, precious gift from God and not just another day of the week. This evening, for someone who is not yet in Christ, there are some great blessings that you can access by becoming a Christian. The process is so easy: faith, repentance, confession, baptism, and then to maintain that relationship with God, continued commitment to His Word. The process is not all that difficult, and you receive so much in return. If you're someone who has become a Christian and for whatever reason, maybe you've become discouraged, maybe Sunday is a day that you've for whatever reason come to dread, time to rethink things. This morning we mentioned the fact that a new year's coming, time for some perhaps to turn over a new leaf. And this evening, if we can help you in that way or another, will you not let us know what your need is and how we can help as we stand and sing the selected song?